virtuosic wind playing will resound in the Cobb Great Hall at the Wharton Center tomorrow night as the MSU Wind Symphony takes the stage. Professor of Music and Director of Bands Kevin Setatol will lead the musicians in a program of works by Kevin Putz, Gustav Holst, Stephen Bryant, and Jonathan Newman. Bryant's Concerto for Alto Saxophone was given its world premiere at MSU last year by the Wind Symphony and saxophonist Joseph Luloff. They'll recreate the experience tomorrow night. Kevin Putz's work, Millennium Canons, is becoming a concert hall staple and leads off the program. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with Kevin Setatol on the Wharton Center stage earlier this week to preview the concert and talk about Pulitzer Prize-winning Putz.
I was at the University of Texas when we hired him there, and he was just like, you could tell from at that point, when he was a very young composer, like, this guy is going somewhere. The energy was so fresh and new, and the piece that we're doing of his was premiered by the Boston Pops in its original form for orchestra. Yeah, and then it was transcribed by a doctoral student at University of Texas. It's quite a nice piece for winds, and I think it probably gets more play in the wind area than it is the orchestral area, but that happens all the time.
I listened to the Bryant Concerto, the saxophone concerto, a work that you gave its world premiere to last year. It's an amazing piece, a work that really does open like the wind and build like a storm.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very different concerto. It doesn't sound like what it's nothing what you expect at all, which kind of sums up our saxophone teacher, Joe Luloff. It's written for him. It's in his style. It's in his characteristic saxophone demeanor, if you will. And so I couldn't wait to get back to it.
You opened up with this kind of windy, breezy effect, building like into almost a storm, and then you sort of break away to this stillness right afterwards with this single piano note, the trombone effects.
Right. Yeah, the first movement is exactly like being in a storm, and it revs up into a loud crack of thunder, which closes it. And the saxophone just comes out of that in a very slow trill and ends the entire thing out. Then the second movement starts with this single piano note, B flat, over and over and kind of in a mesmerizing way. And all of a sudden, the saxophone comes out of the texture in kind of this jazz riff. Those are Luloff licks.
I loved those interjections with the solo alto with the bass almost
yeah.
like this Lee Konitz sort of thing
exactly,
happening.
Exactly. Finally, the winds come in and are accompaniment figures into this kind of slow, beautiful music. And then ultimately the thing breaks into kind of, it's just Joe soloing over the double bass.
It builds into this as exciting of a finale as you can imagine a concerto could tolerate in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't warm up into anything. It just hits you in the face right from the beginning of the movement. And then it doesn't calm down very much at all. I mean, it gets way more difficult as you go through. And all of the intricate rhythmic stuff just lies on top again of this double bass, this walking bass line that's just so crucial to the entire piece. But it's such great composition, just terrific craft.
Let's talk a little bit about Jonathan Newman and Blow It Up, Start Again. I heard you talking about that title just a couple of minutes ago on the stage.
Yeah, that's a reference to actually blowing up Parliament. It's called the Gunpowder Movement back in the late 1600s when the Catholic Church wanted to take over Parliament, get rid of it, and start over again. In fact, that was kind of the slogan, blow it up, start again. Unfortunately for the movement, they were found out right before when somebody went down to check the gunpowder room one more time, and they found the people hiding in the room, and so it never happened, but
right.
That was the idea.
Is this the whole Guy Fawkes Day
thing? Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's it.
This seems to be also a guy, Jonathan Newman, who's really in touch with jazz idioms, pop, R&B, almost sort of a marching band feel at times.
Sure, kind of a funk marching band, yeah. And it's got kind of all of the cliche little brass assertions, if you will, from stuff you've heard from Earth, Wind, and Fire or Tower of Power or even Chicago, you know, those kind of big, fat brass sections. That's what you hear. And he also utilizes the plunger mute in a big way with the trombone section.
Kevin Sedatal conducts the MSU Wind Symphony Thursday night at 7:30 at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharton.